Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, Unit 6, Databases and SQL. The Structured Query Language, or SQL, is the focus of this lecture. We will examine some background information to see what SQL can do. We will discuss how SQL is performed, as well as some of the characteristics of SQL. Finally, we will see what SQL can give us from the database. SQL had its beginning at IBM in the late 70s, pronounced as SQL by some. It can also be referred to by the letters SQL. Not considered to be a programming language, it is called a fourth-generation data sub-language because it is used to manipulate data within a relational database. The American National Institute, or ANSI, and the International Standards Organization, or ISO, have established standards for SQL. These standards address basic syntax and statements that all vendors of databases must adhere to, but many vendors have added to the basic standard in order to have an edge on the competition. Depending on the DBMS that you are working with, you may have more capabilities than the standard, and the added features may have syntax variations from vendor to vendor, resulting in multiple flavors of extended SQL. SQL is a powerful database tool for creating and deleting databases, as well as creating, enhancing, and dropping tables in a database. With SQL, you can establish relationships between tables, create indexes to the data, change the database structure, change database security settings, change permissions for database user access, submit query requests for data stored on the database, update data in the database, and when there is a problem with the database, you can recover by using a backup of the database. SQL can also perform many different intrinsic functions, such as finding the average of a set of numbers, or finding the count of records returned from the execution of a SQL statement. Some vendors have added programming logic constructs, such as sequence of execution, alternation, and iteration in their extension of basic SQL. SQL can also provide security and prevent some access problems by performing various locking measures to the data. Many DBMS products provide for SQL multi-statement procedures to be stored within and executed from the DBMS. Routinely requested logical views of the database are stored in the DBMS. Multi-statement SQL processes called triggers that are executed when certain events occur can also be stored in the DBMS. There are various ways in which SQL can be executed. All of these ways involve submitting SQL to the DBMS. Program applications can assemble and submit SQL to be executed. This is the usual way for users to obtain the data they need from the database. Stored SQL procedures are executed on request. Triggers automatically run when an event has occurred to its associated table. Finally, SQL can be submitted from its own environment. This is the way that most database administrators execute SQL. There are some general SQL characteristics, such as statements being written in upper or lowercase characters. While many companies impose a case standard for SQL statements so that they are easier to read, SQL doesn't require case sensitivity in its syntax. Data in the database may or may not be case sensitive. If data is stored allowing for case sensitivity, SQL can nullify case sensitivity during the execution of SQL. Like most computer languages, punctuation is important to SQL syntax. The DBMS executes the SQL statement in accordance with the statement's punctuation. SQL statements can be nested one within the other. These are called subqueries. In many, but not all, SQL subqueries, execution starts with the most nested query and continues up to the starting query. In this way, the output of the nested query is input to the query that it is nested within. Data from more than one table is often needed to carry out a SQL statement. When this happens, the tables can be joined together and data is then retrieved from the join tables. The output of a SQL statement can be anything, from nothing at all, to many rows of data called a record set. How much data is projected is dependent upon how much of the data meets the criteria of the SQL statement.